Tonight in Washington, a former child soldier turned rap musician is going to be honored for what he's done to resolve conflict in his homeland of Sudan. Emmanuel Jal will receive the award from the Washington-based NGO Search for Common Ground. Its aim is to promote conflict resolution around the globe. And given what he and his country have been through since he was a boy, Emmanuel Jal deserves the prize. The World's Marco Werman spoke with him about his work.
Emmanuel Jal's story is best known through his music.
I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch lives.
But Jal has also told his story to university audiences in lecture halls and students in classrooms. When Jal was a boy in what is now the independent nation of South Sudan, his father joined the Sudan People's Liberation Army. His mother was killed in the crossfire between the Sudanese government and the Arab North, and his people in the mostly Christian South. And then at the age of 7, Jal was recruited by the SPLA.
My father was working for the government as a policeman. A few years later, I heard he joined a rebel movement that was formed to fight for freedom. I didn't understand the politics behind all this because I was only a child.
Emmanuel Jal and 300 other lost boys of Sudan ran away from the SPLA in 1993. With few supplies, many of the boys died in the desert. Jal and a few others were rescued by a British aid worker. A lot has happened since. Jal's rescuer died in a car crash. He attended school, grew into a man, and became a rapper. And significantly, this year, South Sudan became a new nation. Even in the headiness of independence, though, Jal has remained a constant voice in the battle against the exploitation of children as soldiers.
A lot of people want to see the stop of the use of child soldiers. You go to South Sudan now, the government of South Sudan has put this initiative seriously, and young people are being disarmed. And all over the world, basically, child soldiers, it's going down.
He's reluctant to admit it, but Emmanuel Jal has been crucial to that momentum and that change. What's remarkable about Jal is that he was one of those soldiers. When he was a kid, he says, he was filled with hate and wanted to kill the enemy.
I'm lucky today for my understanding to change because I've been educated. I've gone to school. And so now I know what was killing us. When I was trained as a kid, I hated Muslims and Arabs, and I wanted to kill as many as possible because my understanding was low.
His education changed him, and today that is Jal's battle cry. So it's no surprise that he continues to thank the woman who enrolled him in school for the first time.
What would I be?
Emmanuel Jal makes it plain in his song Emma. What would I be if Emma never rescued me, he asks. Emma is the late Emma McCune, the former British aid worker who saved Jal from near death. Africa is laden with NGOs trying to change things, but ultimately, says Jal, it's about people helping people.
For somebody like Emma McCune, she rescued over 150 child soldiers. She wasn't working for an organization. She just did a thing. And also, apart from that, she happened to smuggle me and made me like our own brother or our own son and smuggled me into Kenya and put me in school. And so there are good organizations there that are productive. But what I'm calling out for individuals. Look, you can do it. You know, Emma did it. Anybody can do it.
That lesson has inspired Emmanuel Jal's latest movement called We Want Peace.
Now we can send mankind to the moon, and we can reach to the bottom of the sea. That's why it really kind of baffles me that we cannot end wars and bring peace.
He admits We Want Peace is a slogan, but Emmanuel Jal says he's got the energy and momentum to continue making a difference. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
That's why I am.
We've got the We Want Peace video, pretty powerful stuff. You can see it for yourself at theworld.org. From the Nana Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.